Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by the Structured Settlement Cash Hotline. Did you know it's possible to receive upfront money in one large payment from your structured settlement? Yes, you can. If you're receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want to access your money today, call us. It's your future cash. Why not put it in your hands today? Don't wait any longer. This is the best solution if you need money to pay your bills or even help a family member who's been affected during this global time of crisis. Everyone needs a little money right now, and our hotline is here for you. If you have a structured settlement where you're getting money spread out over time and you want it faster, call now. This simple 10-minute call can get your money now. The call is free, and it costs you nothing. 800-965-7987. 800-965-7987. 800-965-7987. That's 800-965-7987.
Hi, everybody. This is your cousin, Brucey, and you are listening to TV Confidential. And now, not confidential, here's Cousin Ed.
When I first came to Chicago, I was asked to be on an experimental station here, and I went into a studio that not far from where we're sitting now and did a 15-minute newscast in a little bitty studio that was refrigerated down to about 50 degrees. I wondered why. It's really chilly in here. I found out why. When they turned that bank of lights on that was like one of the racks of lights I got up in a night baseball field, the temperature went up to 120 immediately, and by the time I finished the newscast, I think I'd soaked through my jacket, which was a good thing because it kept it from catching fire, which it otherwise would have done.
Ed Robertson along with Tony Figueroa and Donna Allen. Tony and Donna are with us via Zoom as we take a look at the life and career of broadcast legend Hugh Downs as part of a special edition of This Week in TV History. Hugh Downs passed away July 1st of this year at the age of 99. One of the things we talked about in our first segment was how versatile Hugh Downs was, covering so many different genres of television in addition to anchoring news programs such as Today and 2020. He was Jack Parr's sidekick on The Tonight Show during the five-year period before Johnny Carson. He also hosted the popular game show Concentration for many years on NBC. Plus, he made his presence known on television in many other ways, some of which were unexpected. I forgot, I think you posted this, Tony. He appeared in an episode of Family Guy.
He did, yeah. What? He played himself in Family Guy, yeah.
It's hysterical.
You know, he could be self-deprecating. There are journalists who do feel that, you know, that's beneath them.
Yeah.
To, poke fun of themselves. And I think he may have been one of the earlier ones that was able to not take themselves so seriously.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I can understand, you know, he came from a time where, you know, Edward R. Murrow and even Edward R. Murrow did poke fun at himself a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, he would spoof. And Cronkite could poke fun of it, you know. I can appreciate that. He also talked about when he was on 2020. And keep in mind, when he did 2020, Geraldo Rivera was a respected journalist.
Yes.
Controversial, but respected.
Yeah.
Yes. And he did stuff. He did the stories that I think at the time you may not have seen on other magazine shows.
He did stuff. He also did a number of specials for ABC Late Night around the same time, if I remember correctly.
And a lot of these involved drugs. And
he was the gritty.
Yeah.
The gritty young reporter.
Undercover stuff and interviews. You know, interviews with people where their voices were distorted and their images were distorted.
Yeah.
But he did stuff like going undercover in schools where there was, you know, drug issues going on. So he was very well known for that at the time. And like I said, I don't think 60 Minutes was covering stuff like that, but 2020 was. But they did a story on Marilyn Monroe. And the story was basically nixed by ABC executives because they thought it was too sleazy. And Hugh Downs defended the story. He said, "We are not doing sleazy journalism. The material we were covering had its sleaze to it." Because you are talking, you know, because it did cover Marilyn Monroe and the relationship with the Kennedys. And all the other stuff. So, yes.
Did that story air?
It aired in the UK eventually, but I don't think it ever aired on 2020. It may have at some later date, but the fact that it was supposed to air and the executives pulled it. And they refer, and then Hugh Downs spoke out about it in, I think, the New York Times the following day, that it was, basically when word came out that they were going to pull the story on Marilyn Monroe because of its sleaze, he said, no, we do not do sleazy journalism here. The story, you know, he stood behind the story. Yes, the story featured sleaze, but they were not doing sleazy journalism.
Which goes back to what Patty Duke relayed about Hugh Downs, in that even if it was a tabloid-like topic, he did not approach it like that. He approached He approached it responsibly. That goes back to the level of trust he was able to build to anyone he talked to, because they knew that they would be handled fairly and respectfully.
I think, you know, just the times being what they are, and I think we all have a grasp of the severity of what's happening right now. But it is a little sad that Hugh Downs is passing. His contribution to television journalism is unfortunately being overshadowed by all the stories that are coming out right now.
Yeah. And it's kind of ironic to think that for many of us right now, television is the lifeline.
Yeah.
And, you know, even though Hugh Downs has been retired, it would have been wonderful to see, you know, in the last couple of months how he felt that these stories were being covered. But the fact that he was part of so much of American television journalism, but he's not getting a proper look back because, you know,
well,
I'm sure 2020 will do something.
Yeah, but I think partially because of all the other stuff that's going on right now, and partially because he died within 48 hours of Carl Reiner.
Yeah.
You know,
when Mary Tyler Moore died and it was announced on MSNBC, every female on-camera talent came on to say that they would not be where they were if it wasn't because they saw Mary Richards working in a newsroom. You know, that they made a point to say, you know, that they could bring this up, that she was the inspiration for her, you know, the idea of a woman working in news. It's amazing that, you know, I know a lot of women would basically have put Barbara Walters on the same level. It's like, you know, if it wasn't for her, I never would have thought of, you know, but the fact that you had somebody who was a fictional character and how it made that happen. And so I would imagine that there are a lot of people who, like us, every morning it was Hugh Downs and Barbara Walters.
Yeah. Two powerhouses.
Yeah, and Joe Garagiola and who did the news? Frank Blair. You know, that we remember, you know, we saw them every single morning when stuff was happening. And yeah, and I remember my memories of seeing them. It would always be, you know, the music would play.
Mm-hmm.
You would come in, you would see the desk, you would see I remember seeing the clock on the desk, at the front of the desk, the news desk had a clock, an analog clock. And even though they would constantly upgrade the set while I was, you know, a kid, the clock was always present. I remember the peacock at the beginning of the Today Show.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of us remember that even though we were watching on black and white sets, most of us, we would hear the voice, the following program will be broadcast in living color on NBC, and the peacock would come over there. And, you know, when you're 3-4 years old, you know, the peacock is holding your attention.
Yes.
And just to see Barbara Walters and Hugh Downs come on, no matter what was happening, there was a sense of calm and professionalism. Mm-hmm. I don't remember them ever trying to sensationalize something that was happening. And it was always an upbeat good morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, when I'm a little kid, it's like, oh, there's Hugh, there's Barbara, there's Joe, he's doing something fun. And then Frank Blair would be the downer.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to appreciate, you know, 3.5, 4 years old, that I'm coming on and Hugh Downs is wishing you good morning and he's handing over to Barbara Walters and she's talking, you know, he's talking about something or teasing a segment that will come on later. And then Joe's going to be playing catch with whoever, you know, Joe's going to talk to Willie Mays or Hank Aaron. or, you know, or Joe's going to be whatever, you know, Joe, right. Joe did all the physical stuff. And then, and now it's news for Frank Blair, and Frank Blair would be, you know, and there was a riot, or yeah. here's footage from Vietnam. And you think about morning news when you're 4 years old and you're seeing, you know, villages being bombed and people, you know, setting fire to buildings in major metropolitan areas. And then it's like, and back to Joe. And, you know, Hugh would make a joke about Joe being bald or whatever. And it was, you know, but I remember those memories very, very strongly. And also covering the Apollo missions and to see them interview astronauts or talk about how rockets work, or, you know, it was really cool. Now, of course, this was at a time where I would have to also watch the Today Show for a little while when I was living with my grandparents. And then I think at 9 o'clock, my grandfather would get up from his easy chair and switch over to Captain Kangaroo. And then I was really happy.
Yeah.
The Today Show was also something I had to watch when I was really little.
Yeah.
And then I would be rewarded by Captain Kangaroo. But I also learned that, you know, what Frank Blair was doing with them was that, you know, that's you taking your medicine. That's like, you know, the castor oil. If I want to go out and play, my grandma gave me it was cod liver oil.
Mm-hmm.
Before I go out and play, I had to get a spoonful of the cod liver oil. So that's kind of how I saw Frank Blair.
How old are you?
I grew up with my grandparents. I couldn't go out without paying cod liver oil. And, you know, there were two things that you could rely on your grandma in those days. Cod liver oil and Mercurochrome.
Mercurochrome, I know. That's the red, orange, burnt orange stuff that you would put on for, you know, scrapes.
Yeah, any little cut, scrape, anything like that.
Yeah. And then you go to school the next day, you know that, okay, you had an accident, because it would take about 5 days for that to wash off, you know?
Yeah. Nightclubs should be using that for the stamp. You know, No, but I mean, yeah, it's, you know, he was such a part of our memories. Yeah. And, you know, it was, I think that between the two of them, they let you know that it's going to be a good day. No matter what was happening, it's a good, you know, it's going to be a good day. They might have been wrong.
Well,
but, you know, they at least started, they were optimistic.
Tony and Don are with us via Zoom as we wrap up our tribute to broadcast legend Hugh Downs as part of a special edition of This Week in TV History.
But I wanted to make sure he got mentioned because I think his story is the lead that's being buried.
I'm sorry The View wasn't live this week because, you know, they would have covered it.
You would think. Childtelevision.blogspot.com, childtelevision.blogspot.com, also storysalon.com. Tony and Donna, we'll see you both next time.
Next time.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Tony and Donna will be back in our second hour as we welcome back comedian Tom Dreesen. We hope you'll stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we'll be back with more TV Confidential right after this. Ed Robertson with the program. Note the audio clip of Hugh Downs that opened our second segment was courtesy Phil Grace of Archival Television Audio, ATVAudio.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-917-2194. 800-917-2194. 800-917-2194. That's 800-917-2194.
Alexa users, you can now listen to TV Confidential on your smart speaker by just saying, "Alexa, play TV Confidential." Enabling our Alexa skill is easy. To find out how, go to televisionconfidential.com/Alexa.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.